trip to the grocery store shows that items like razors, deodorant, and shampoo have different prices depending on who it's marketed to. And it doesn't stop there. From clothes to vehicle maintenance, women are charged more. The pink tax refers to gender-based pricing. Studies reveal products marketed to women, like a pink-colored razor, can cost up to 50% more than a similar one in blue. Some say it's outright discrimination against women. But others, including retailers and manufacturers, say they're pricing products based on the consumer's willingness to pay, and products that seem identical are actually not. Luke Hopkins, assistant director of Florida State University's marketing department, says the pink tax is real, but also controversial.
And what makes the pink tax so difficult to just nail down, and why there is so much debate about it, is a lot of argument can be made for the differences in which people make decisions.
Gender-based pricing compounds the problem of the wage gap. Women have less money to start with. Julie Anderson of the Institute for Women's Policy Research says about 23% of working single mothers in Florida live in poverty. Over half of Florida families have a working mother.
It just seems like while the wage gap is just about money you take home, when we look at expenses and see that, you know, also disadvantaged in the expense column, that just sort of adds insult to injury.
While not directly tackling pricing disparities, some state lawmakers are working to help Florida women get some economic equality. Florida Senator Kathleen Pasadomo, a Naples Republican, wants to exempt feminine hygiene products from sales tax.
We're paying a sales tax on something that is an absolute necessity, and yet because of a public policy of trying to foster, you know, business growth and development, we're reducing sales tax on a lot of things that are important to business.
And Tampa Democrat Representative Janet Cruz wants to exempt diapers and baby wipes.
I was a former teen mother myself, and I understand the challenges and the financial hardships that can come from raising a child, especially when you're still trying to go to school or you're working on minimum wage. And
more women are becoming aware of the price differences because it's so easy to compare prices online. But Luke Hopkins, the FSU professor, says some price differences is companies setting the highest price they think a consumer is willing to pay. He says, generally, women care more about their physical appearances than men, so they're willing to pay more for things like shampoo, which cost women 48% more than men's shampoo.
At the end of the day, I care much less about my hair than say my wife cares about hers. And not to say that that's the case with all people, but to make a generalization, I think what these companies that price and manufacture hair care products have realized is that, you know, women are more concerned with their hair and therefore will pay what might be considered a price premium.
13 other states aren't taxing tampons. Some, like California and Massachusetts, have laws against gender-based pricing for certain services. New York City has a similar rule on their books. But determining gender discrimination from pricing reflecting consumer choice remains a tricky prospect. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.